Tyreek Hill cop saga takes surprise turn after denial of explosive claim. By Dylan Gwynn on September 12, 2024. On Wednesday, Tyreek Hill claimed that lawyers representing one of the officers involved in Tyreek Hill's detainment during a traffic stop Sunday morning had offered an apology for his behavior. The report claimed that Tyreek Hill denied the officer's attempt to apologize. Now, lawyers representing the cop say the report is false, and no apology was offered. "They already tried to apologize, but we declined," Hill told reporters. "It's up to everybody else's judgment to have their own opinion about how they feel about the video." However, lawyers representing Miami-Dade police officer Danny Torres deny that such an overture was ever made. Neither officer Torres, his legal representatives, attorneys, or anyone speaking on his behalf has had any communications whatsoever with Mr. Hill, his counsel, or his representatives, Torres' representatives told OutKick. Hill has publicly called for Officer Torres to be fired. After a careful and thorough review of the multiple body cameras and concerned citizens' videos that captured the unfortunate events that transpired on Sunday, September 8, 2024, between several officers of the Miami-Dade Police Department and Tyreek Hill, "We are demanding for the immediate termination of the officer that has been placed on administrative leave," Hill said in a statement by attorney Julius B. Collins. Hill has admitted he could have handled things better but claims nothing he did gave the officers the right to literally beat the dog out of him. "I have family members who are cops," Hill explained. "We've had conversations. Yes, I will say I could have been better. I could have let down my window in that instant. The thing about me is I don't want attention. I don't want to be cameras out, phones on you in that moment. But at the end of the day I am human, I have got to follow rules and do what everyone else would do. Now, does that give them the right to literally beat the dog out of me? Absolutely not. But at the end of the day, I wish I could go back and do things a bit differently." The video of the incident went viral and can be seen below. As of this writing, the Miami-Dade Police Department has not said whether Officer Torres will face discipline for his role in the incident.